It was the symbol of central authority. Under fascism, the individual is subordinate to the state, usually headed by a single leader. However, even Mussolini pointed out that the first stage of fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism, because it is the merger of state and corporate power. For the remainder of this work, fascism will be defined as the merger of state and corporate power. In fascist Italy and Nazi Germany, the state gained control over the corporations. In modern America, corporations have gained control over the state. The end result is the same. Mussolini proclaimed the maxim that society exists only for the well-being and freedom of the individuals composing it does not seem to be in conformity with nature's plans. If classical liberalism spells individualism, fascism spells government. And Thomas J. DiLorenzo, professor of economics at Loyola College in Baltimore, Maryland, wrote, "It is important to recognize that, as an economic system, fascism was widely accepted in the 1920s and 30s. The evil deeds of individual fascists were later condemned, but the practice of economic fascism never was. Party politics, slogans, and social issues are employed to distract the masses. The world's elite deal in only one commodity, power. They seek to gain and maintain the controlling power that comes from great wealth, usually gained through the monopoly of ownership over basic resources. Politics and social issues matter little to the globalists' ruling elite, who move smoothly between corporate business and government service. The desire for wealth, with its attendant power and control, drives their activities. It is this unswerving attention to commerce and banking that lies behind nearly all modern world events. It is the basis for a new world order mentioned by both Hitler and former President George H.W. Bush. In 21st century America, many thoughtful persons have witnessed what appears to be a recycling of the events of pre-World War II Germany, the destruction of a prominent national structure, rushed emergency legislation, the rise of a secretive national security apparatus, attempts to register both firearms and people, coupled with preemptive wars of aggression propelled by fervent nationalism. This may be simply a coincidence, some synchronistic cycle of history,